You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.
Without further ado, Jordan Manon joins us. He covers the Giants for ESPN. Jordan, hi. Happy New Year's to you and your family.
Anita, same to you. Happy New Year. How's everything going?
I always say, all things considered, doing okay. By the way, just some breaking news here. Ryan Fitzpatrick, COVID positive. So you've got a Miami Dolphins team that needs to win against Buffalo. A lot of people are anticipating Buffalo to rest their players in the second half. But we've seen not once, but twice this season, Tua has been benched for Ryan Fitzpatrick. He's not going to be there to save the day for the youngster. So it looks like a full four quarters for Tua and him having to pull it off for Miami in order for their chances to get into the postseason. Very interesting stuff, Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely, you know, they don't have their that, like, you know, wild card to put in there in case they need it. But I don't know. I don't think they're going to need it, to be honest with you. I don't know how you feel on that. These teams don't have anything to play for, man. It's week 17 is wild. That's why there's no fantasy. You know that, Anita.
No, I know. I had Cynthia Freeland on just a few minutes ago, and I think that number 2 seed, especially in the AFC, is important. Because I think the Ravens could upset Kansas City, and then Buffalo with the number 2 seed could host. And granted, no fans. I know home field advantage doesn't matter this year in a COVID environment with no fans like it does, yada, yada, yada. But I think there is something about staying home and not having to travel with COVID protocols in the NFL. I think there is value in that, Jordan.
Yeah, I think it's so minimal, though. I mean, look at the numbers. The numbers are showing that playing at home compared to playing on the road, the advantage is down just so much that I think it's minimal, especially with the way teams travel nowadays and the ease at which they, you know, players move around and they get there quickly and they just basically go into a hotel. Everything's taken care for them. Like, nobody's going out. It's just, you're just locked in your room. You get up, you go out, you play, you go home. So that's what Dallas has to face this week, you know?
Again, Jordan Manon joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Before we start diving into the Giants organization, I know you and I are going to get into a conversation with Dave Gettleman. Curious to get your thoughts in regard to this. Curious to get your thoughts in regard to this matchup with the Dallas Cowboys this week. What's the latest? What are you hearing about Daniel Jones? And how confident are you in this matchup for the Giants?
I mean, we have to remember that this is not a very good Dallas Cowboys team. I mean, you have to keep this in perspective. I know they've looked better in the past couple of weeks. You just have to look at the level of competition they played. It was a close game the first time around. For the most part, that game, it was Andy Dalton against the Giants. I mean, that's the game where Dak Prescott obviously broke his leg. And Andy Dalton actually led them down the field to the winning touchdown. Now, I don't think the Giants' defense was the Giants' defense that we're seeing now. It's a better unit now than it was in week five, if I remember right. And it took them a while to get going this year. So I do think that Dallas is going to face a better Giants' defense. And if you think about it, the Giants' offense, for as bad as it's been this year, and there's one team, I mentioned this in pretty much every interview I go on, there's one team that has scored less points than the Giants, and it's the Jets. But the one time the Giants actually were able to put up points on the scoreboard, they topped 30 once this year. They topped 27 points actually once this year. It's against these Dallas Cowboys. Now their defense is playing a little better too, but I think the Giants will be able to have success. And that's in part because Daniel Jones he's healthier. The ankle's not listed on the injury report anymore. I think that's not a factor at all. The hamstring a little bit. I know Daniel Jones said he'll be, you know, he's forced to stay in the pocket now. That's just the way it is. And Joe Judge said something funny today. You know, he basically said, Daniel probably said a little bit more than I would have liked, you know, in that regard. But look, the tape says it all. We know it. He isn't running. They're not calling designed runs now. Doesn't mean they won't throw one in there, because I do think he's healthier, and I do think he can, to a degree, get out there and run. And now there's no guarantee of a game after this, so it's not like you're okay. We have to worry about making sure Daniel Jones is healthy for a 3-game stretch to help us down the season. No, this is win or go home right now. And even if they win, they still might go home. So I think they'll be able to do more. Are they going to call four or five design runs for Daniel Jones? No. Do I think they could sneak one or two of them in there? I think that's possible at this point.
Yeah, I like the Giants' chances here. I'm with you. You know, granted, yeah, Dallas has won three already, three in a row. But you got to look at their opponents. And I think at the end of the day, the Giants' defensive squad is going to be the best squad that is going to be taking the field. And, you know, I got the Giants at plus three. They've now, why do you think they've dipped to just plus 1.5? Is it because we're getting positive news in regard to Daniel Jones? Why do you think the line has moved?
I think it's because the sharp money knows that the Cowboys are a little bit fraudulent. And I think a lot of the big money, I think, came in on the Giants. And that's why you saw the line shift. I don't think anything with Daniel Jones is affecting bettors at this point. Anita, look at the way they win. He's not a huge factor even, right? Their job is to just score 20 points, be somewhat effective. This isn't like, okay, Daniel Jones is healthy. Maybe he'll put one of those three or four touchdown games together. I mean, it's possible, but I don't think anyone's expecting that because it hasn't happened this year. Zero. I mean, that's not the Giants team. Their formula is to grind it out, make enough plays offensively, play solid defensively, and win 20-17.
I hear you. All right, let's turn our attention to the franchise and the organization. I mentioned this a few weeks ago on our New York Game Day show with Mike Tannenbaum, and I'm hearing rumblings. I'm hearing that Dave Gettleman is going to step down after this season. Dave feels like, you know, he came in 2017. A big part of his job was to come in here and change the organizational culture of what was going on there. And listen, I know you've been covering the Giants for a while. I worked for the organization. We were both there during the Odell Beckham Jr. era. We know how different night and day it is now compared to then. And Landon Collins and a few other players as well that Gettleman moved on from. On top of that, we know the players that he's drafted. We know the free agents that he's brought in. And this is the feel of this team, it's moving in the right direction. It's kind of like, I feel like the team is back to kind of that Tom Coughlin feel vibe of that organizational culture Tom brought to the organization. And so from what I understand, Gettleman feels like his job is somewhat done. He's not being fired. He's not being ushered out. It's just that he feels like my job's done. I'm going to step down. I'm going to retire. So first and foremost, before we move on to what happens then, if that happens, I'm curious, are you hearing the same rumblings?
Not really. I think with Dave, I don't think he believes he has gotten the job done. I mean, there's a long way to go here. They're nowhere near, and I think we found this out in the last 3 weeks specifically, talent-wise. I mean, they were outclassed by Arizona and Cleveland, like completely outclassed. Forget Baltimore. That was a complete mismatch. But Arizona and Cleveland. And think about Arizona and Cleveland for a second. Those are fringe playoff teams, Anita. So they're not even in the talent level of the fringe playoff team. This team has a long way to go. They're a 5-10 team. That's the reality. So I haven't heard that. I actually think from people that I've talked to, it seems like the only way that Dave is going to step down or retire, if his hand is kind of forced in that direction. Now they're 5-15. There's definitely a belief that, and I know people inside that building, very high people, understand and know that the team is not good enough. The roster is not good enough in its current composition for them to seriously compete, right? You have to be realistic. They're competing for a division title because of one reason and one reason only this year. They are in a terrible division. Right? In no other season are you 5-10 and you have a chance to make the playoffs in week 17. So it's about being realistic about where you are. And I know there's people in the building that are very realistic on where they are as a team. Are they making strides in the right direction? I believe the answer is yes. He has accomplished that. But it has also been very incrementally, right? I mean, how far have they actually come? They're not even a 500 team yet. We're not even at that point yet. Do you answer this, Nita? Do they have their franchise quarterback that you know is going that can help you win Super Bowls?
Jury for me is still out on Daniel Jones.
I know. Well, that's the problem.
I feel they drafted him too soon. I don't like, to me, Daniel Jones, you know, I think at the end of his career will end up being like a top 15 quarterback, but where they drafted him, I think that draft spot needs to be a top three, a top five quarterback. I just don't know. His turnover issues to me are a huge red flag, but it sounds like, I mean, listen, you covered this team. You heard Joe Judge. You heard Joe Judge this week. Sounds like Joe Judge is in, right?
Joe Judge is, my impression is that Joe Judge is in, that he is willing, he is willing to go down this road with Daniel Jones. But the reality is the results, like, you might feel that. You could see, he might see the way he works to see the flashes, and he's projecting, yes, I think I can put my, you know, my hope and trust behind this guy because I see these things. But the reality is we're 2 years in, and the evidence that's been put out on the field still has us all kind of, most of us waffling back and forth. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe, maybe not. And that's the problem, is we're still sitting here and we don't know for sure if they have that. Now, maybe it is because they don't have the number one receiver. They don't have enough pieces around them. The offensive line is not good enough. Maybe. But now that brings us back to the question we started with. Dave Gettleman, has he done a good enough job? The offensive line, yes, again, it's probably better, but we're talking incrementally, baby steps, right? I mean, everything is just moving so slow. 3 years down, 3 years into his regime, we're at 14-33, and the roster still needs a lot of work. And you know, it makes you wonder, are they better off pairing a guy with Joe Judge? And I think the organization is going to make that decision coming up next week, and I think it's definitely a possibility that they go in that direction. From everyone that I talk to, there's a bigger belief around the league. The more I talk to people, that a change might be on the horizon. But I also think this week, this game, and I know people say, should it be down to one game or not? This game naturally is going to have an effect, because when Steve Tisch and John Mara sit down on Monday morning and have, or whatever, not sit down, maybe they do it on Zoom, and they have that conversation after the season, if Daniel Jones on Sunday in a game that's sort of an elimination game, you know, win and have a chance, lose or go home, goes out there and plays really well, and in the biggest game of his career, all of a sudden you feel better about Daniel Jones. And when you feel better about Daniel Jones, you probably feel better about the long-term potential of your franchise. So I do think that it's still up in the air, and this week has some, maybe not a ton, but has some effect on where this organization is going to move going forward.
Again, Jordan Renan joining us here on 98.7 ESPN. Jordan, last thing for you, because we're up against a break, and that is, let's just say, hypothetically speaking, David Gettleman does move on. Now, I'm hearing conflicting reports here. I'm hearing that the organization has somewhat committed to Kevin Abrams. But Kevin Abrams, as we know, he's the money guy. You know, he's the brilliant one in regard to handling the contracts and whatnot. But also, Joe Judge is there, and from what I understand, Is it Nick? I never pronounce his name correctly. Nick Caserio with the Patriots.
Nick Caserio, yeah.
There you go, Nick Caserio. Yep. That's who I'm hearing that Joe Judge would like to come in and bring him in and bring him over from New England. Are you hearing anything in regard to Kevin Abrams? What do you know?
Yeah, Nick Caserio is definitely a name that would be in the mix. Now, here's what I know about Nick Caserio. We've heard his name for years. You know, he's going to go take this job. You know, he'll be involved in this. And every year it's kind of like, I mean, aside from the part where Josh McDaniels took a job and then reneged on it, he's kind of like the Josh McDaniels of the Patriots front office, right? His name always seems to be mentioned, but he never ends up leaving. Well, the thing is now, Nick Caserio's contract is designed where he can go and leave and take that general manager job now, where in the past it wasn't always possible for him to do. So I do think it's a lot more feasible that he does end up going to take a new job. Now, there's some pretty good jobs out there. There's, in regards to general manager jobs, there's a Houston job. If this Giants job becomes open, it's obviously one that would be intriguing. And those are two organizations that have people there with Patriots connections. So it's easy to make that connection. Now, I do think if there was an opening, that Nick Caserio might be near the top of the list. At the same time, as you mentioned, now, I haven't heard anything about Kevin Abrams being promised anything or that it's going to happen. But here's a scenario that I would not be surprised to see unfolding, right? Kevin Abrams, who's the assistant general manager, he's kind of been the contract guy for a long time. That's his primary responsibility. I could see him being the general manager, sort of the business side CEO, and allowing them, and Joe Judge at that point, then to bring in a head of personnel, someone he worked with in the past, most likely, because that's he likes to bring in guys that he has comfort with, somebody who probably has that Patriots connection. They'll kind of run personnel. Kevin Abrams could then serve as the CEO on top of them and still handle the contracts and the business side of everything. It'll allow the Giants to keep, you know, have the guy in, at the top, someone they're familiar with that they trust, and seem to make everybody happy. So I can see that happening. Now, I haven't heard anything specific about it, but it's definitely something I would not be surprised if that's the way it unfolded.
Good stuff as always, Jordan. Appreciate it. It'll be interesting to see how this all develops. Again, hoping that the Giants can take care of business with Dallas, and then we'll all be on the edge of our seat with that Sunday night game. Of course, rooting for Philadelphia to beat Washington, although I think you and I obviously both agree we think Washington's going to win that game. So, but Jordan, thank you so much.
Well, that's the worst nightmare, isn't it, Anita? That's the worst nightmare. The Giants win. The Giants win. They sit around, wait, and then Washington wins. And next thing you know, the Giants are picking, what, 12th or 13th?
Yeah, it's gonna be a roller coaster of a ride on Sunday. That's for sure. Jordan, thank you so much. Happy New Year's to you and your family. Okay.
Happy New Year. You too. Enjoy the game.
You got it. Jordan Renan joining us again, covering all things New York Football Giants for ESPN.
You're listening to Anita Marks on 98.7 ESPN.